Tu Dao, a Hanoi-based journalist and content manager and strategist at Foreign Affairs Newsdesk and Tui Tre and Indo-Pacific Center for Strategic Communications, writes that the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic, also known as COVID-19, is disputed as a natural or man-made disaster, IPCSC. Chinese biotechnology may be unethical and dangerous. According to IPCSC, China has produced biological weapons like weaponized ricin, botulinum toxins, and anthrax, cholera, plague, and tularemia in violation of the 1972 Biological Weapons Convention, which makes the development, production, and stockpiling of bioweapons a war crime. The Black Death, which killed 200 million people in Africa, Asia, and Europe from 1346 to 1353, originated in China. A year prior, China had started the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, which killed 50 million people worldwide. According to Tu, a December 14, 2022 report by Republicans on the U.S. House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, HPSCI, found that China may have developed SARS-CoV-2 as a biological weapon. The committee found that China's PLA's Fifth Institute of the Academy of Military Medical Sciences, AMMS, has long worked with bioweapons programs in coronaviruses. China declared in 2006 that the Fifth Institute researched SARS coronaviruses. Wuhan Institute of Virology and the Institute collaborate closely, WIV. The PubMed database shows that Fifth Institute scientists have extensively published research on coronaviruses, including work with the WIV, suggesting a close integration of medical and military research. Both Beijing and Lingbao, Henan Province, have biological weapons production facilities. COVID-19 originated in Wuhan, near the Lingbao plant. Tu said SARS-CoV-2 could be a biological weapon. The PLA's medical institutions like the Fifth Institute are now leading gene editing and other military medicine and biotechnology research. According to IPCSC, Chinese military virologists stole dangerous viruses from wild animals or posed as co-researchers at National Microbiology Laboratory in Winnipeg, Canada. The extensive Chinese virus collection was hidden offline or removed from international databases. COVID-19 data on Mojiang miners, including lethal pneumonia, was suppressed and misrepresented as a fungal infection.